I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Watermelon sugar. What's that now?
I don't know. Bryn was showing us the video while that song played, which is kind of fun.
Sexy.
But he's just drowning in watermelon sugar.
Yeah, they're jamming it into his face and he's
lucky
holding
dude.
It up. And
honey, do you know what watermelon sugar is? My IT department is in here helping me fix my printer.
Oh.
No idea? She has no idea.
She doesn't know?
No. Oh. Here, check her out.
Have her take a guess. Christina, take a guess.
It's so funny. I go to turn the camera towards her.
I can't see her.
And I go...
she rolls out of the room.
Well, suddenly she like checks her posture and makes a... Oh, come on. Can you see her?
Oh, there she is.
Hi.
And there's
Have her take
shelf
a guess.
That was put up. See the shelf?
Oh, it looks fantastic in there.
And there's the Picasso pencil drawings that I don't really get, but there you go.
That is that room is looking absolutely great, mm-hmm, Vinny. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that her desk right there over there?
No, that's I'm at her desk.
Okay.
The other desk is the sewing desk, I think is about to become the kids' school desk.
Oh,
as
boy.
We were talking that this room is going to become so multi-purpose.
Yeah.
Between the radio show and my wife's work and the kids' school.
Sounds like she's got that printer rolling.
Yeah, she fixed it. Thank you.
Mm. Nice.
Thanks, Christina.
Yeah, she's...
Grab a mic. Pull up a seat.
There she goes.
That's good. I'm a tiny little person.
Great job. Thanks, honey.
We have some stuff broken in the studio, too. Maybe she can help out.
Yeah, I mean, we could certainly...
She's got some time.
Seems like engineering could use some help.
Use you at the home office in San Francisco.
Just
you mind taking
assistance.
A drive? Mine at the station.
Yeah, we need her.
IT. She's a. I think
did
she's
you have to go.
Are you going running? Yeah, she's going for a run.
Oh, so she didn't. You didn't go wake her up.
I walked out.
Fix the printer.
Right, right. I don't know what changed. That's the trip is that it was this thing's been fine. So I don't understand why there was, but you know that's technology. Sorry
what
to have wasted your time though.
High.
Let's get to the trash.
Watermelon sugar high. I just think you should explain to her about watermelon sugar. It's important people know about that.
Oh, watermelon sugar is Lady Kool-Aid. Lady what?
Keep going. I'm enjoying this.
Lady Lube.
Lube.
Oh. Right?
Who are you asking me?
Yeah.
How should I know?
I mean, I'm trying
the
to get
hell do
a
I know
help
about
here.
It? I'm just
I mean,
wondering.
You're in my headphones. You could feed me a decent answer. What are you doing just sitting
it's
there?
It's so much better just listening to you. Kool-Aid.
Thanks for all the help. God.
You're welcome. Oh, my God. I just, you know, you're such a mystery to me. I never know what you're going to come up with. What could this be? I can't wait to hear. This is phenomenal.
I think the best stuff comes when I'm unprepared, too, but I don't...
You're moving his hips with intention.
Having my wife here adds a new wrinkle to it, though. This isn't good.
Mm. Well, there it is. All right, Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page. We have reached over 1,100 followers. Hooman went on a tear trying to get followers for us, and somehow I was like, okay, whatever you want. Somehow he did it.
He's still got it, doesn't he?
Now he wants to get to 1,500. Push it real good. So, yeah, so push it real good over to the Johnny Mosley pod is what it is. So listen, if you are a Johnny Mosley pod listener, we have finally decided after 18 months of doing the Johnny Mosley podcast on Monday mornings at 10:30, which is exactly when my gardener comes to cut the lawn and trim the hedges and blow the... We have finally decided that Monday's not a good day for us to record that thing.
After all this time.
After 18
months.
Time.
It took us. So we're sitting bitching about it after we record the show. Like, I can't believe this lawnmower sounds again going
it's
in there.
It's always like 5 minutes in and then you hear it.
It's exactly like that.
And then what happened, Johnny, with the COVID? How's your kid doing?
That's the show every friggin' week, right? So then we're bitching about it after the show, and Bryn goes, well, maybe we should just move it to a different day. I'm like, we all just shut up for a minute. I'm like, okay, let's do that. Like, no one had suggested it before, so it never happened. So it's now going to be...
That is so classic.
Stupid.
Well,
no.
But it's in all over the world, in business, in all kinds of places... There's plenty of reasons to question why you do things the way you do, and most people don't. You just automatically go,
We kept on doing it.
Because that's why we've always done it that way. Right. Well, because
the show comes out on Mondays. Why can't it come out on Wednesdays? No reason. Let's go ahead and do it on Wednesdays. So from now on, I think it's going to come out on Wednesdays.
That's great.
I mean, is that what we finally decided? I think we said Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So Wednesdays. So starting next week, you can listen to yesterday's Lawnmower Serenade at RadioAlice.com and Radio, wherever you get your podcast from. Anyway, thank you, Johnny Mosley Pod, for bringing us this fabulous celebrity trash break. We're going to start with babies. Sophie Turner, thank you. Oh my God. Is there anything cuter than that sound?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to eat your belly. I'm going to eat your belly. Oh, I'm holding you upside down by your foot. Now what are you going to do? Now what are you going to do, huh? Oh, I can't wait to have a grandchild. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. That would be Sansa Stark and one of the Jonas brothers.
Right.
They married a while back. Like, it's been at least a year, I think. Like, maybe May of 2019. They just had their first baby, and they named her Willa.
Oh, Willa. I love that name. Is it just Willa, or is it Wilhelmina?
It's Willa.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not seeing Wilhelmina on here. Let me see if there's a middle name. I don't see anything. Just Willa. So congratulations to them. She is 24. He is 30. They seem over the moon. Their new baby girl. They're a sucker for her. Get it? So congratulations.
I love that name. As you well know, I named my dog, who's now in dog heaven, but Wilhelmina, and I love it. I would have named. In fact, we totally thought about naming our kid that. Like, I actually was like, I think it'd be a nice tribute to my dog. But then that wasn't really.
That's a tough one, you know? It's tough because then the kid's been named after a dog.
I know, but
life.
That dog means a lot to me. We went through a lot together. You know, you could argue that's pathetic, but I would argue she was, you know, my steadiest relationship through some really heavy times.
Mm-hmm.
She even had appearances on the show here.
Uh-huh.
And I will stare at you, and I will stare some more.
That dog
and
loves me.
And I wish I had four eyes so I could stare at you with all four of them. And six eyes so I could stare at myself while I stare at you with four eyes.
I don't know what I'm saying there. Again, with my unpreparedness. But anyway, yes.
Best part of the show, sir.
As I just come undone, that's you like that, huh?
That's all fun. Right. Right.
Well, anyway, that's very nice name. I'm happy for them. There's tough times ahead.
Sure.
Celebrity family.
And they've been super quarantined because she's obviously been pregnant this whole time.
Right.
And there are some pictures of her like out in masks. I mean, just gigantically pregnant. standing on street corners, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, the quarantine's actually good for certain things like that. I don't know that you want to go to a hospital in the middle of a right. pandemic, but, you know, many of the things that we find ourselves sitting inside for, you go, well, like, that's why I was saying about the attending classes. Well, you know, knock them out, man. I don't get it. I mean, here you are at home. You might as well just crush those things.
Right. Get them out of the way.
Full days with no distraction to just get your classes done.
Right. Buckle down, get them done, maybe shorten the amount of time you have to spend in college, even, mm-hmm. before you can get on with your life. Although, that's not really how college kids look at it.
I don't want to get on with my life. I want to not
go
get
to
on with
parties.
My life. I want to go party. I want to be 21 forever.
Oh, man. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I'll
no,
tell the
please,
story.
I wanna, I would
no,
love
no,
to.
No,
no I'd mm-hmm. love to. Mm-hmm. Are you sure? All right. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian visited Kanye West in Wyoming, and they went to Wendy's, as you do. This is the first time they've been together since
in the middle of Wyoming. That's yep. just, there's a Wendy's nearby. All right.
Yeah, she flew to Cody, Wyoming. Maybe he came to get her, pick her up at the airport. I don't know. It seems like, you know, when you're Kanye and you have 300 acres and clearly you have a private jet, can't you just, you know, get a little airstrip going there? But look, I'm not telling him what to do with his money. She flew to Cody, Wyoming. This is after weeks of it's been ongoing. He's running for president. He's going bananas. He talks about discussing aborting their first baby. Divorce, all this stuff flying around. They are saying that she's been trying to get him to go to treatment. He's unwilling to listen to her. And so I guess she went there to try to talk him into it. He publicly apologized to her Saturday for the talk of abortion, we assume, that really upset her and begged for her forgiveness. You know, they're together in these photos. In one of them, they're both staring off in opposite directions. And the other one, they're just looking at their phones. So I don't know how well it's going. But they are at Wendy's, and that does bring people together. So, as you know.
A Frosty.
Sure. Oh, my God. I'd go for Frosty. Is Wendy's a square burger place?
Yes.
Yeah, like a square burger. I haven't been to Wendy's in my adult life. I don't think. I don't even know what. I think there's a Wendy's like in San Rafael. So
they're scattered around, but they're not nearly. They don't have the coverage, at least around here, that they must have elsewhere, because they are a big chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, they got that bad press in San Jose for a minute there, and then it turned out they were scammers, right? The chili
that was
finger.
A finger in the chili. Yes, that person had a piece of finger and just dropped it in. I think forensics reported that thing had been separated long before, it wasn't cooked in the chili. You know, so delicious.
Mm. Petaluma, Sarah. Petaluma's your.
Oh, there's
closest.
One in Petaluma. Mm-hmm. That's the closest one.
To you, yes.
Oh, yeah. Life. I think the Wendy's in San Rafael might have changed to a Popeyes. Which I've also never been to, ever.
Oh, even better.
I know. Right. I should go to Popeyes, right? Or maybe it's some other chicken place. I don't know. And it doesn't really matter. So here's the next story.
Right.
You know, Kim and Kanye like Wendy's. That's about as close to it as we're getting. Have you ever had a secret social media account?
I had a lot of secret emails, as you well know. I had many, too many emails because I was squatting on every version of my name.
It does seem like you were on every format. I mean,
so
I was honestly, I would
but
type
I
in Vinny
like,
Hassan and 17 things.
Know,
I'd be like, I don't know which one of
I've
these
is his.
I've stopped
doing that and I've gotten rid of them and I've deleted or got, but for a minute there, I thought that's what you needed to do was, you know, guard every version of every. This is early. This is me alone figuring out technology. So
good
what,
job,
what
buddy.
Am I, you know, bad job, right. But whatever. No, I don't, I can't say that I don't know if you know why I would do that. I know there are plenty of people who engage through alternate handles. I think Kevin Durant, very famously, the basketball player, got busted for doing that. I could be wrong, but I know of, it makes the news that celebrities pull this from time to time.
Well, and I've had like, I have a Facebook, and I really never go on Facebook, so it doesn't even really count. I've had Facebook, like, using, you know, my real name and only following my actual friends and family, people that
right.
I know, because I would never see any posts from people I knew on Facebook because I'd see, you know, fans of our show, which was also lovely. But then I would have a place where I could post, you know, something private about my life, and I could see all the, you know, the people, my family's posts on sort of on the regular, but never a secret one. But I guess this is the thing. If you, you know, want to get with someone, want to get someone over here, you set up a private account. Yeah, that's right. Set up a private account.
What was Anthony Weiner's private account? Was it
Carlos Danger?
To Carlos Danger. Yeah. You got it.
Thank you.
Look at you with the memory of all the things.
Of things that
remember.
I shouldn't. I know. Like, right. I can remember that. God. My RAM is just all out of whack. Right. Yeah.
Well,
so people have these little secret accounts, right? So they don't really follow to, they would follow like the one person they're trying to get with. Mm-hmm. And then they're private, so you can't see who they're following, and you can't get any information about them because they're using a fake name, and it's a closed account. The only way that you can guess who this person might actually be is by seeing them being followed by someone. Like let's say you were looking through Meghan Markle's people that she follows. And you saw her following someone named Spiky Mouse, spelled like Danger Mouse.
Oh,
or
okay.
sorry, Dead Mouse, MAU5. That's how they used to communicate, because obviously he's a royal, Prince Harry. It's right there in the name. And
and Meghan Markle.
And Meghan Markle.
She had her
regular account, and he was just able to, because she, I don't know, she didn't have like the royal restrictions placed on her, but he did it, like on his account. I guess he was only able to post about like official visits, you know.
All right,
he couldn't go Instagram live from his bed. Oh, I'm just, you know, having a hard day over here. Oh, that would be in an English accent, but think of it that way.
So this story is about Meghan Markle's fake account.
No, this is about
Harry's
fake account.
Harry's fake account. Got it.
It's so now it's, I guess it's coming out. I don't know. If Harry still has the account, he's having fun with it. It has no posts, no followers, and is following just two accounts. But it's private, so you can't see who they are. And the bio says, not Prince Harry. I guess you can see that much on someone's private account. He was really into Dead Mouse. It was his favorite DJ. Some people have those. And Spike was one of his nicknames back in the UK. So, and he also had a fake... he also had a Facebook account under the name Spike Wells. So... she began to follow Spiky Mouse around the time they first met, and that was apparently how they would communicate with each other, was
okay.
via social media. I just wondered if anybody on our show had Nicole and Bryn, you guys got fake accounts?
But they're also called Finstas.
Finstas?
Yeah.
What does that
fake
mean?
Instas.
Fake Insta.
Oh, Finsta.
Yeah, my friend had one just because,
To be cool.
He had one to like post like in a like
inappropriate
things. So like employers,
a lot of the kids do that now.
Yeah,
that's
so like
common.
Yeah, so employers won't see that, or like since a lot of parents are not going on Instagram, a lot
yeah.
of kids have two. So one for the parent and one
yes.
for the friends.
Yes, yeah, that is totally a thing.
Yeah, but I don't have one.
Oh, sure.
Of course
you
not.
Well, why would you tell us? I mean,
you're that Nick. She doesn't
smart.
Have one.
Yeah.
I just so much work. And then creating a new account, like,
it takes 2 seconds, and you know it, you little liar.
No, my God.
And Tinder.
Oh, my God. You're good. You're actually, you
yeah,
know, I'm not giving
good.
You enough.
I'm
not giving you
you're
enough
like
credit.
That girl. Remember
I'm
that girl?
So
we had a neighbor girl who was at the time in high school, and we were friends with her parents. And the neighbor girl says, oh, we have co-ed sleepovers now. But it's not like the old, what did she say? It's not like the olden days. We have co-ed sleepovers, and I'm looking at her like, oh, because nothing happens during those? No. And I'm looking at her, and she's actually selling it. But I'm thinking, you are lying.
Oh, you're
right
good.
To my face. Yeah, I mean, come on. Your parents are obviously falling for it, but I am not.
Yeah.
Boys
well, you,
of a teenage
you were a boy.
Set. Sleeping over at girls' houses?
Yeah.
That's a mix for trouble.
And on that note, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Damn it, man. I don't know. Oh, so I'll do social media stuff after these. How's
all right.
That?
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.